Tantor Audio presents War of Attrition, Fighting the First World War, by William Philpott. Narrated by Derek Perkins. Note on military organization. European armies were able to field millions of men in the First World War. To command, control, and administer them, a rigid structure was needed, and each army was organized along similar lines. Subordinate to the commander-in-chief, there were army groups, commanded by senior generals. Each army group comprised two or three armies, each commanded by a general. The British Army did not have army groups. The British armies in France and Flanders formed after January 1915, effectively comprising a single army group. An army was composed of a number of army corps, typically three or four per army, each commanded by lieutenant generals, with attached air, heavy artillery, and later tank units. An army corps was made up of divisions, commanded by major generals. Early war army corps usually had two divisions, but from 1915, three or four divisions was the norm, with supporting units being attached as required. Divisions were all-arms units, with infantry, field artillery, cavalry, engineers, and supporting services, organized to fight as independent units, and were the basic tactical building blocks of armies. Each division was divided into brigades, each commanded by a brigadier general. Continental divisions typically had two brigades of infantry, each comprised of two regiments of three infantry battalions, plus an artillery brigade or regiment of field gun batteries. From 1915, Continental armies reduced infantry battalions to nine per division, eliminating the brigade level.